Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, in the October issue of Vogue, I guess, latest fashion aesthetic appeal that the people are doing and thinking is cowboys. They're wearing cowboy gear like hats and boots and big belt buckles. It's Gen Zers and Gen Xers. They're just embracing the cowboy style. Now, don't they know it's Halloween? Maybe that's what people are just wearing, a Halloween costume. But a lot of the stars are actually doing this as well. Now, I want to tie this in with Halloween, because when it comes to, like, I've already bought costumes, like my son's Spider-Man's mask is going to be coming soon. And the one thing that kids do, they wear out those Halloween costumes. If you buy them early enough in October, they'll wear it the whole month and the month after as well.
Not to mention they're not made very well to begin with.
Well, they'll last, though, for a couple months. My kids still have Halloween costumes that they have hanging up in their closet that they would get out and wear. And like stormtroopers, they'll be stormtroopers the whole month.
Got to get your money's worth.
Absolutely. So I think that kids actually do get their, or parents get their money's worth with some of these Halloween costumes.
I would say that's true when they're little. I don't know how long that lasts.
I know. I'm not talking about teenagers. Well,
I'm surprised because I thought your kids were older than that.
I still have costumes I put on every once in a while.
I know, but that's not for Halloween.
Just a born Friday night, home alone.
Kato's Dora the Explorer. Going out exploring Main Street.
Where's the map?
Showing where all the drinking spots are. So they asked people, if you had to spend 1 year in a Halloween costume, which one would you pick? And cowboys was the number one answer. Cowboys and cowgirls, it's easy to do. Everybody's got cowboy boots, they got the cowboy hat, and it's not a lot of stress.
See, I would think something comfy, like an adult onesie kind of thing.
Oh, my.
Yeah, because you cowboy, you got tight jeans, boots, and you got to wear a hat
and
the whole
spurs.
Time.
Okay, a onesie, that's pajama day. I'm like, that's a little bit different.
It could be thing one or thing two.
Okay, I guess you could do that. Which also, this surprised me, a quarterback or cheerleader was like also on here.
I think a quarterback would be a lot of work.
I think so too. Yeah. Vampires were mentioned and monsters. I'm like, that's too much makeup.
Yeah.
I always went for the longest time as an Army man because I just went to the Army Navy store, bought some fatigues. It basically was a pants and a jacket,
right?
And I was good to go. That was like, if I had to do it for a year, that's what I'd choose.
Tom was that for like 5 years in a row. And that is also mentioned on here, just an Army outfit with a camouflage.
I like it.
Now, a hobo was mentioned. Now, is that PC to say a hobo anymore?
Who cares?
I just want to make sure. I mean,
what
should
would
we
be
say,
wrong with hobo?
We could say homeless, the homeless person.
I don't believe that's politically correct anymore.
That's not?
No.
So what's so interesting is that a lot of people already do this while they're shopping, I see, out and about. They are already wearing that attire.
Yeah.
You're talking about onesies and pajamas.
Yeah, it's nothing special anymore.
But people said that's what they would like to wear if they had to wear a Halloween costume for a whole year. Easy to do, very comfy.
Yeah, now the hobo, you're going to have to carry that
the stick with the little thing on the back?
Yeah, the stick with the bag like in the cartoons.
And you got to ride a railroad everywhere.
Yeah. Is that the way they do it now?
No, it's how they did it in the old days.
All right, Ghost was mentioned if you had to wear a Halloween costume for a year, which is easy.
I'm pretty good at doing that at parties.
Okay.
Just ghost myself out.
Yeah. Clown was mentioned, which I think another lot of makeup there.
Yeah.
But then the big shoes, having to clomp around in those all year long, and you'd be late and try to sneak it into church and whatever, and all of a sudden you got your clown suit on and the shoes in the back row.
Are you going to have to wear this to bed, too? Like you
cannot ever take it off? No, you can take it off.
Can you imagine those big feet sticking out the edge of the bed?
Yeah. Ballerina also mentioned. You got that tutu, and you're showing up at work. Everybody's got their Halloween costume on. And Sheila in accounting's got her tutu on. They said superheroes is also mentioned, which, could be fun. Well, I mean, it's according to which superhero you are. Like if you're Batman, there's a lot to go on with that.
Yeah.
Superman, you got tights on, which is going to be kind of funny to see Tom in a Superman.
This is incredibly stupid. Well, Who would actually wear any of this stuff?
Well, it's just a what-if question. If you had to spend 1 year in a Halloween costume, I don't think people are really doing this.
I'm sure they're not.
It's hypothetical. Just
yeah.
I know some guy down at the law enforcement center that wears their costume year-round.
Police officers.
And the prisoners.
And the nurses out there. Yeah. Also a pirate, which I don't think that would be fun either. You got all the jewelry. You also got some makeup there. You got the one peg leg and a hook.
And the bird constantly squawking at you.
Yeah. This is incredibly stupid, but I thought it was okay to share. Princesses were also mentioned. You can be a princess and a prince if you had to wear a Halloween costume all year long. Now, like I said, the kids are actually doing that. Stormtroopers, Darth Vaders, you see them all month long with the Halloween and into Thanksgiving sometimes. Like, Darth Vader's at my Thanksgiving meal.
I love those videos of the parents where they're walking into, like, a grocery store and the little kids and Spider-Man, and they're like, I lost the battle today.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
I've always wondered what it's like whenever a company gets together in a meeting and they're like, we've got a new product. We're really excited about it. We want to tell you guys what we're making.
Yeah.
And they present that product to the people in the room. And those people in the room are either really excited or they're like, oh my God, what are we doing? And we've dealt with this to a different degree here in radio. Sometimes people come and they'll be like, oh, look, we got a new logo for the radio station. And we're like, oh, that's not good. Or they'll come in with a new plan of how to advertise things. And you're like, oh, I don't know about that.
Yeah. I like when they say, what's your opinion on our new logo?
Right.
Yes. Oh, well, we really don't think it fits. Well, it's changing anyway. That's what it's going to be.
They don't even care.
Then why ask what I think about it?
Well, I can only imagine what it was like whenever they were sitting in the meeting at Cole. Or the people who make toilets and sinks and stuff.
They make mine. That's what I have.
Well, they came in and they said, listen, we've got a great new product. It's a $600 camera that goes in your toilet, watches you do your business, and then analyzes the results to track your health.
When does yours show up, Tom? It seems like something you would buy.
I mean, I'm thinking about it.
You know what? Just to hear the description, they say it's so fancy. Listen to this real quick.
By Kohler Health, Dakota translates your body's signals into real-time insights, helping you decode your body's cues. Dakota uses advanced spectroscopy sensors to seamlessly analyze what your body leaves behind. Its sleek, self-clamping design blends seamlessly into any bathroom. Paired with the Kohler Health app, Dakota delivers personalized health scores to help build lasting, healthy habits. It's everything your body's been trying to tell you, decoded.
So in layman's terms, it's like we analyze your poo. It's like they say it's so fancy there to make it sound so appealing.
Now, I'm imagining them in this meeting, and there's had to be people sitting around going, oh, my God.
Yeah.
No one is going to pay $600 plus a subscription fee to have a camera in their toilet.
Uh-huh.
The subscription fee is where I draw the line.
So you're okay with it up to then?
I mean, it's kind of interesting.
I mean,
in a gross way. I mean, aren't you a little curious?
Well, yeah, we all are because we always look after, you know.
Yeah.
That's how they came up with this idea. It's like, you got to see what just happened there.
And where does this video feed go in this camera? Is this something that's on the internet? You pull an app up on your phone going, look at this morning.
It's a crap app.
Well, they say that you sign in on a fingerprint scanner. So it knows who it is, because if you have more than one person in the family, you want it to, you know, be able to tell.
Where's that scanner?
I'm assuming it's right there on the side of the seat, like you just press down on it.
It should know who you are when you sit down.
Well, here's the thing. They claim it does not look at you. It looks straight down into the bowl.
Oh, okay. That's not as much fun.
And that would also depend on where you have the camera set up. Well, you could technically make it look wherever you want.
Well, it's designed so that it's aimed downwards. Oh.
You know when you look at your doorbell camera and you see all the videos of that, like of who was at your door or whatever? Mm-hmm. You know, scroll through those sometimes and just see.
Yeah.
Same thing here. Like, are you scrolling through that just saying, okay, here was week one, week two, week three?
Do you know who's who? You're like, no, that's not me.
Yeah.
Well, you sit down, you sign in on the fingerprint scanner so it knows who it's scanning. Then it can tell you whether you're dehydrated, what percentage of your sessions are regular each week, and it also looks for any signs of blood.
Oh.
Now, I could tell if it was my kids, because they stop up the toilet every time. It's too much toilet paper.
I was going to say they need more fiber.
Well, no. Yeah, they do that, too. They do. I don't even need an app for that. Well, that ain't mine. I know whose that is.
Well, Tori, now the subscription fee is $70 a year for a single person or $130 a year for a family. So it's not like too bad. I guess about $9.99 a month, give or take.
Okay, but you know what? We've been doing this for a while, though. You know if you have a healthy one or not, you know. You've heard of the Acapulco diver and the stuff and the descriptions that the doctors have had over the years of what, you know, it's supposed to be and look like and, you know, and the consistency.
Good Lord.
That's what when the doctors, they say it. Even you've seen it on TV shows and stuff.
I just like that you brought it up and now you're grossed out by it.
Yeah. I didn't bring up any descriptions.
I didn't either.
I did not.
It's going to be fun. I mean, you know, at a friend's house, they're like, hey, you want to see our vacation videos? Well, I got some videos to show you.
That'll put a stop to that. Never mind. No vacation videos. I'm with Tori. My first thought was, this is crazy. No one's going to spend this kind of money. But then there's also that nagging question in the back of your mind. Maybe I'm overlooking some key part of my health.
I want you to get it so I can come visit.
Try it out.
Just one time, just let me know if I'm healthy, and then I won't need it again.
What if there's like an alarm if you're really, really not well and it's like,
hospital.
That would scare the crap out of me.
Dialing 911.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Time for Torture Tuesday, and we have combined Halloween with something that's been in the news that we wanted to share with you. Charmin has created a new Forever roll. If you haven't seen it, it is an enormous roll of toilet paper.
Yeah.
I think it's like 1,400 sheets or something crazy.
I think it's supposed to last like a couple of months.
Yeah, I don't think I would work in my house.
Yeah.
But it is big.
It's huge.
And we've got one that we're going to use for Torture Tuesday this morning.
For most kids, it's just one serving, though, because they stop up the toilet. Just saying, my experience.
So, Cato, what we're going to do with Halloween is we're going to mummify you with this toilet paper roll, and we are going to use all this toilet paper. I believe it will pretty much make you into King Tut.
Great. Perfect timing for Halloween. It's a mummy. And, of course, it's a fun party game, too, if you want to actually borrow this for your Halloween parties.
We'll double the layers because I'm freezing this morning.
Okay. So we've got the huge roll over there.
Yep.
It's all ready to go, and we got it on this little spinner stick thing that should help make you a mummy quicker.
What we're going to do is we're going to start off by starting it at your waist, and Tori is going to hold the giant toilet paper roll, as you spin around in a circle to mummify yourself.
Okay. I think it's going to be a lot of fun here, for us anyway.
Let me take my hoodie off.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Hey,
yeah.
It's great Halloween costume too. Because
we are on Facebook Live, so if you would like to see this as it happens, Tori is setting up the camera. Don't get dizzy.
Yeah.
But yeah, we can. Kato, you need to go this way. Just a tiny bit. There you go.
All right, there we go.
Nice.
Okay, so we're gonna make Kato a mummy this morning with toilet paper. It's
no, you're gonna have to hold it with your hands.
Yeah, you have to hold it with your hands. And honestly, just put your hands beside you.
Put your hands down by your sides. Yeah.
Just like
you want them. Okay, I got you.
Just like a king type mummy.
Yeah, bring it down there.
All you got to do, all right. Just go around slow at first.
Yeah, there you go.
All right, here we go. Just go around slow at first. Make sure that the roll is not going to break, Tori. Does it feel pretty secure at this point?
I think so.
Okay.
All right. Kato is just getting started spinning around.
Yeah.
If you're watching on Facebook Live.
There we go. We're going to try to use this whole row, Kato.
Oh, God, I don't know how.
This is good. I was worried I was going to get dizzy.
You're going to get dizzy.
I'm already dizzy. I came in dizzy.
Do it back, Kato, this direction.
You're like a merry-go-round right there. There we go.
Doing good.
Yeah, you're doing fantastic.
I'm exhausted.
All right.
Tori, you're not doing anything.
But at least it's working. Tori, go ahead and go up around his head now.
Okay.
There we go. We're getting
Too
far.
Come back this way, kiddo. Yeah. Yep. There you go. Okay.
This is not funny.
All right. Go ahead and get him get his head and everything. Go ahead and get his head.
I'm giving him a nice thick layer so he doesn't get
cold. We'll go back down. We're going to go back down afterwards. We're just going to get him thick and looking like a mummy here.
Ashley Powell and Cindy are saying hi right now.
Hi. Torture Tuesday. We're making Kato a mummy with this big forever old toilet paper.
Oh, my gosh. She just went around his face.
That's great, man. Keep going, Kato.
This is working far better than I thought it would.
Yeah. Wait, do I need to poke a hole in that?
Can you breathe, Kato?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Don't get my eyes.
He can't see.
All right, I'm trying
to make it go higher.
Well, you
got to
go back a little bit now.
Okay.
There we go.
He's got one eye.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, go ahead.
Give me some tape.
All right.
Just give it to his other. Put it in his hand. I put it in his hand.
Okay.
You got it? There you go.
Sorry, my hands are cold.
All right, there you go. Okay. Keep going. Hey,
I had one job.
Yeah. All right, we're halfway through making Kato a mummy with toilet paper. Quickly.
I got it in my mouth.
Okay. He stuck his tongue out. Is that so you can breathe?
Wait.
You're turning the wrong way, Kato.
Poke a hole in my mouth hole.
Okay. Okay.
Tori's the one suffering.
Is it okay now? Can you breathe?
Nope.
Okay. Yeah, if you just joined us, we're making
Kato that made it worse.
A mummy. Okay.
This has actually turned out horrible.
Yes. All right, just start back. You can start back with his head and go down, probably. All right, we're making Kato the human mummy using a whole roll of that Charmin Forever. We're only probably a third of the way through.
Yeah, but he is looking really wrapped up. Okay, there you go.
There you go.
Okay.
Go ahead and get his head.
I'm getting tired. My legs are hurting.
He's getting tired from spinning around in a circle. We are badly out of shape.
Okay.
I like the Statue of Liberty.
You know, he looks...
Are we still doing... Okay.
He looks a little bit more like, I don't know, a patient at a hospital than a mummy.
Oh, he looks like an escaped patient.
Yes.
Keep going. Can you go faster, Kato?
Oh, God.
He's really trying to kill you today.
Okay. Go up a little bit. There we go. Don't get his mouth, though. Bless his heart.
Oh, wait. Got his mouth.
Teresa and Jessica are watching online.
This is fun, so...
There we go. This is much better.
Oh,
you're doing great.
Okay. All right.
You're doing amazing, Kylie.
Oh, yeah. You're getting
Hold on. You're
okay. Watch your head. Watch your head.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a window over there. You don't want to.
Okay.
All right.
You're making me nervous.
I'm making me nervous.
All right. I don't want you to fall and hit your head.
How?
I don't know how. I don't know if he could even get out of this right now if he wanted to.
That is bad.
It's starting to get pretty.
Can you move your arms, Kato?
I can't move them, but I can't.
You can bust out like the Hulk.
Okay. Here we go.
Oh boy, he's getting really dizzy.
How many? He's probably spun around at least 100 times at this point.
I don't know.
All right. Okay.
So we good.
There you go. All right.
Oh, we just had another break. Oh my! Oh no!
What do you got to do?
Just about bit it.
Hey, it's like a Friday night with you, ain't it?
Okay, hang on.
He's just about to fall.
You're making me so nervous.
I am nervous.
We need to wrap his legs.
Okay.
Then he'll definitely fall.
All right. We are making Cato a human mummy. Or human mummy.
Keep going. I want him to keep going until he's completely mummified.
Yeah. You might want to stand back a little bit there, Tori. There you go. He's almost, I mean, I would say he's halfway through at this point. We're making Cato a mummy this morning with the Charmin Forever roll. It is huge. All right.
We are getting the bottom half now.
All right, Cato, are you okay?
I'm tripping.
Okay. You're doing good, buddy. It's going to be a great Halloween costume, all right?
I ain't going to be able to hold my basket.
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll just stick the candy in your rolls there.
Okay.
In my rolls?
You doing?
What are you insinuating?
All right. We're almost done. We got to wrap it up, if you know what I mean. Oh, you're doing faster. Okay. Just careful, buddy. Careful.
He's out of control.
All right.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, no. Your head.
I think we should call this off before someone gets hurt.
That's great, Cato. I think it's good enough.
Really?
You already knocked over a bunch of stuff.
Oh, my
there.
God. I don't need to bust my head.
Yeah.
And I can't believe you're, like, out of shape and winded from spinning around in a circle.
That's a great exercise. It's a Halloween exercise.
You should see me ride the merry-go-round. I still get out of breath.
All right, Cato, for Torture Tuesday, the toilet paper mummy.
Yay!
This is how to do a costume on the cheap.
There you go, on the Hawk and Tom Show.
Really?
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Just had a blast of Torture Tuesday wrapping Cato up like a mummy here in the studio. And if you want to see that video, it's up on our Facebook fan page. You know, when it comes to dressing up for Halloween, there's people you're going to see at every Halloween party. And I want to go through some of those folks right now.
All right.
It's the person who claims they're wearing a costume even though they're not. They'll be in normal clothes, and then you ask them, you know, why didn't they dress up? And they go, I did, and I'm a teacher, or it's something that you really can't, you know, say that they're not.
It's okay.
It's okay.
I've been called out because I have not wanted to dress up for a Halloween party, and I was the only one, and I got called out for it, and I think you keep it to yourself. At least I dressed as me.
You're spoiling the party, man.
No, they can still have their... Don't invite me, then.
Oh, wow.
I feel like if you don't go into, like, a grocery store and feel a little out of place or weird, then it doesn't count as a costume.
Okay, I can see that.
Like, that's the rule. You got to feel awkward if you're not in the party setting.
And this another person is the person who obviously hates Halloween. And if they're even dressed up at all, they're either a cheap costume, they didn't even put any effort into it, and it's or one that they wore last year. And they'll probably be sitting in the corner, and they are miserable the whole night.
Wow.
Yeah.
Don't even go then.
You know what? They were forced to go because either their friends asked them to go or a spouse or a girlfriend, boyfriend.
But see, I enjoy going. I enjoy seeing the costumes and partying and hanging out with friends. But okay. I hate getting dressed up. I have friends that will go to a makeup artist for Halloween.
Well,
and they go all out.
And that's, they say, the person who approaches Halloween like a method actor and gets dressed up to the nines. Looks like Johnny Depp from the Pirates of the Caribbean movie, acts like him, uses the accent all night long. They stay in character. So they are selling that Halloween party of costume, which I kind of like that. I remember one year we did have a guy who did that, and he was doing the Johnny Depp thing all night long.
Yeah. I'm fine with that. That makes it fun.
I'm not going to talk to him for a long experience.
Right. It would get kind of crazy after a while.
Yeah. Okay, and then you got the, who else? Oh, the guy that is dressed up as a girl. You always see that at a Halloween party.
I remember one year I went as Princess Jasmine, and I was so excited.
Yeah.
And I walk into a bar, and there's a guy with the exact same costume on. And I looked at him, and I was like, how dare you look better than me? Yeah. I loved it. It was so funny.
It's so funny. And you actually, you know, I know, Tom, you dressed up like a girl.
It's been many years ago.
I have. Yeah.
Yeah. And then that bra, really. I mean, you go the whole nine yards. Oh. You know that, like, 70.
I let them hang.
Yeah. Oh, do you? Oh. On all natural?
Yes, girl.
I got hit on.
Okay. 73% of guys say they have worn a bra during for a Halloween costume, which is kind of funny. And 16% of women say they've made their boyfriend do that just for giggles, just try on a bra just for giggles. Now, I will say when you dress up like a girl and you have to go to the restroom that night and you are the guy and you're going into the, and if you're really dressed up well, it makes for an unusual scene in the men's restroom.
Yeah, you're standing at the urinal with a dress on.
And high heels. You can't go to that kid urinal. It's too short.
It is. And then they say people that you meet at every Halloween party is the person with a costume that severely restricts them and they're moving around throughout the night. So it might be a girl with a mermaid tail or something. And
she's waddling.
Yeah, she can't walk right the whole night. And you see people, being very careful like that. Or maybe a costume that's so huge and ridiculous and it can't even fit through a doorway.
Yes.
Or you got somebody, it's almost like a bridesmaid when they're holding the bridesmaid or the bride's dress. It's like you got two or three people around this person that's got this huge costume on.
Yeah. I love the inflatable ones.
I do too.
They're huge and they're so funny. And you see kids on Halloween where they're trying to walk in it. Yeah. And I remember there was one where it was a minion and he fell and he's like, I'm okay.
That's funny.
I like to watch them dance, like the dancing dinosaur videos that you see online. I mean, it really is super fun.
Mm-hmm.
So that's just a few of the Halloween costumes, people, and that you'll see during the Halloween season.
But as you said, you need to make sure you know exactly how this costume's going to fit and work. Because like I said, I had the Robin Boy Wonder.
Yeah.
Didn't realize when I go to the bathroom, I had to pull the whole thing off.
You know what? It's an experience that we get once a year that the women are going through all year long with their tights and all that stuff.
Yes. How did it feel to be completely exposed?
I dribbled on my chest.
Oh, gosh.
How did that happen?
I'm not sure, Tom. Just my chest was wet when I pulled the costume back up.
Oh, my gosh. You'll be seeing some weirdos at your party, too.
This station presents Real American Heroes.
Real American Heroes.
Today, we salute you, Mr. Oversized Halloween Costume Wearer.
Mr. Oversized Halloween Costume Wearer.
You wore a giant T-Rex costume because you wanted to be noticed at the Halloween party. But all we noticed was how you couldn't wiggle yourself through the door jam.
You knocked over three kids just to get to the door.
How do you even go pee in that thing?
Yes, he has to pee in that thing.
Yeah. So when you see an inflatable sumo wrestler struggling to get his beer hand up and over and around his gigantic belly, he's not doing Halloween party tricks. He's Mr. Oversized Halloween Costume Wearer, a real American hero.
Mr. Oversized Halloween Costume Wearer.
You're a giant Pikachu? I thought you were dressed as an idiot.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.